DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Yay!
And we were off the last 2 weeks because, well, you know.
James is lazy.
I'm lazy. But a lot of shit's happened, and we've got a lot to talk about today, and we're going to start with spoilers.
Good old spoilers.
We've talked on the show a couple of times about spoilers and shit like that, and if you should spoil a show or not spoil a show. Wow, you're right. I am way off mic.
Told you.
Oh, that could be why my levels are.
There we go.
Down.
That sounds better.
Yay!
I'm functional though. It's okay. Nobody really wants to hear me anyway.
Okay, so spoilers. We've talked about it before, and. There's kind of like this backlash right now with spoilers and shit, and I still sound like I'm across the fucking room. Oh, that's why.
It sounds better.
Okay.
There you go.
It sounds better with
halfway
me across the room.
Across the room now.
Well, yeah, a little bit, you know.
I'll just go over here!
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
You know, too bad baby's not here. So, you stuck with me in the corner.
Fuck!
A man baby in a corner.
So, spoilers is a big thing. Everyone's talking spoilers. Fucking Avengers had a whole campaign, don't spoil Avengers Endgame. And someone on this show spoiled Avengers Endgame.
No.
Now, here's the thing. Wait. They spoiled it after the embargo thing was over. Uh-huh. Well after.
What, like freaking, 2 months after?
Yeah, it was like 2 months after it was released.
Yeah,
so like 6 weeks after... After the embargo lifted, and she caught hell.
Yeah, because there's more than one she on this show.
Dare you, Samantha?
Dude,
what
seriously.
Are you talking about? I'm the she? I thought it was Danny.
All right, I can appreciate how pretty you think I am.
Wow!
But, you know.
Dude, did you see the knife coming, or did it just...
Oh, it was a slow puncture. It's okay.
It's like when you put a lobster in water and then slowly boil it. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
And then you get a tiger and put it in that.
Yeah, and just batting around a little bit.
It's
while
like
it's
when
still
you
conscious.
Put your tiger in a pot with another tiger.
Did you say put a tiger?
I'm feeling
in
the love today.
Tiger.
I'm feeling it.
Okay, so Samantha actually, and this was so great. She posted up a meme. That,
it was funny. It was a funny
meme. It was really
it was
goddamn
funny.
But it sort of spoiled Avengers for someone, and that someone was not happy with Samantha at all.
Ah.
Yeah, this person can go fuck herself. So, I posted a meme, and it had a picture of... Okay. Yeah, it had a picture of Black Widow and Gwyneth Paltrow. Pepper Potts, there we go. And it said... The MCU lost one widow but gained another.
Uh-huh.
Funny.
Yes.
That's my
it
kind
was
of
hysterical.
Humor.
Yeah.
So, so this jerk of a human.
Well phrased.
I had a bunch of friends. Like, I have a lot of friends that post memes and all this kind of stuff. It doesn't bother me, and I think they're funny. Spoilers ever very rarely bother me. So, and plus, I saw the movie, like, the week it came out, like everybody else.
Like
most
a normal
fucking
human
people.
Yeah.
Like people who actually want to see it and
right.
don't want it to be spoiled.
And I'm sorry, but if you're a true fanboy or true fangirl, you know how to avoid meme spoilers. You look at the image, you don't read the text, you swipe up. Like,
you know how to
avoid them.
Yeah,
you know what my wife actually did for, I think it was for Game of Thrones, or was it? No, it was for Endgame, too. She took her social media off of her phone. So she took Facebook off, she took Instagram off, she took all of that off. So there wouldn't be any opportunity for it to be spoiled.
And I believe there's also filters that will filter your feed.
Instagram or Twitter, yes.
Okay, so
you can block
so...
like hashtags or keywords.
Right. So like put on your big girl pants.
Yeah. And,
you know. So this is what she responded to me after all of my friends were like, this is so funny. All caps, what? And then back to normal. Sam, seriously, I haven't... Okay, I need to come up with a voice for this. Hold on. What? Sam, seriously?
Sounding a little Muppety there, but that's awesome.
Exactly.
Keep going.
No,
that's fine, keep going. That's beautiful.
You know what's funny is she's doing the voice, but in my head, that's the voice I heard. What?
What? Just think of Kyle's mom.
Yep.
Sam, seriously, I haven't seen Endgame yet, and you keep throwing out spoilers. Sorry, but I am unfollowing you. I am seriously a little pissed off. You aren't being considerate enough not to leak stuff. I'm done. So first...
Well, good.
I went back to see what other things I have spoiled, because that's the only Avengers spoiler that I've ever posted.
That's the only spoiler I think you've ever posted, and again, it was well outside of the time... That someone has.
The last thing, MCU thing I posted was 2.5 weeks prior, and it was an Infinity War meme, and it was about Black Widow and Vision. It was about oh my gosh.
Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch, thank you. You stalk me, wow. It was about Scarlet Witch and Daredevil. You know, like one MCU character has lost his vision and so did another, you know, just another dark humor thing. But I was like, what do you mean keep? What do you mean keep? You're such an asshole. And my best friend. So how I found out that this was going on Facebook, because I don't check it all day and I don't care that much. But my best friend texts me and says, I hope you're not attached to blankety blank name. You should check your Facebook. And I was like, oh, God. And my best friend is savage. I mean, she can be – she does not care. So she responded to her, that movie has been out so long that at this point you can't get mad at spoilers. Kiss Captain America goodbye, too. And my other best friend just put a meme, you know, savage. And I was like, that's – you guys, I love you too so much.
Well played.
But, no, it was... you know, everyone's being really, like, snotty to her because she was being an asshole. But I'm a kill 'em with kindness type of person. So my response was, okay. I say still go see it. It's great. And trust me, no amount of spoilers are going to lessen the emotional roller coaster you're going to be on because it was done that well. We share a fair amount of Facebook friends, and I've not posted anything that hasn't already been circulating for a long time. I'm sorry I spoiled something for you, but at the end of the day, it's just a movie. These are characters I've also followed from my childhood, from comics all the way through this cinematic journey. I like dark humor, and this meme is funny.
Well played.
Damn right.
Yep, so that was
I think that's fair. I mean, that was more than than she deserved.
Oh, it was, yeah. Because, like, she just, what? You know, like, come on.
Well, we've talked about it on the show any number of times. I really do believe that there is a sort of a time limit for spoilers.
Yeah.
There's a grace period
for it. And I think it's within 2 weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah, that's like, fair.
Especially
because...
something this big.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not an opening weekend kind of person, and usually I'm not just because I don't really care for giant crowds of people, I will usually be the following weekend or during the midweek just to go see it because then I know the crowds are
mid-week,
a little bit lesser.
Woo-hoo.
You know, and that's how I usually go. So it's like, I'm always within the first week or so. If it's something really important that I'm really looking forward to, I'll always shoot that gap. If it's something I could give two shits about, but I want to see it, I don't care if spoilers are out there. It doesn't make any difference to me. Yeah. I'm still going to go watch it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm with you guys. There's a grace period for it, and yeah, I would agree. At least 2 weeks after the movie.
I think it varies,
releases.
Too, because I think if it's a TV show, like a weekly TV show, like Game of Thrones, I think you have 1 week.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair.
You have 1 week from the previous episode to the, if you haven't seen it by the new episode,
yeah,
spoilers are
open. Sorry. Season.
Yeah. If it's a movie, you've got, depending on the movie, I say 2 weeks to a month.
Yeah, that's fair. Because there are some movies that are just not as attention grabbing, but you want to go see them.
Yeah.
So well, that one would have a longer grace period. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, like with TV shows, the only people that I feel bad about when I'm talking spoilers are the people who, like Game of Thrones, for instance. There's a couple of my coworkers who literally just started the series like a month ago.
Yeah, see, in that situation...
And they're having a hell of a time catching up to the current shows or the current episodes to try to build that storyline. So dropping spoilers by that point, I feel bad for them. But most of the time, like if I'm just talking
you had
to somebody
years
else...
to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
But see, I'm also like, if someone's just discovering the show and they've somehow managed to avoid spoilers up until they start watching,
right?
I will totally just let them discover it on their
own.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have no reason to go out of my way to fuck up somebody's journey.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all.
Especially because they can power load it, you know, and they can watch, they can catch up within a couple of weeks, you know, depending on how many.
When it came out on DVD, like on Blu-ray, because we didn't have HBO when we first started watching it.
That's how
so
I got into it.
So we would watch it all in one day. We'd buy it, and then we'd just sit down for 10 hours, and we would just watch it.
That's an ass number.
Yeah.
It's like the extended cuts of Lord of the Rings. You ever tried to take all three of those in a single day?
Good
God.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
I'm going to spoil a movie that's out. I'm going to spoil John Wick for you guys. People die.
No,
God damn it, Bryce!
Fuck!
Jesus Christ!
Son of a bitch, dude!
You are an
asshole. Wait, now you're gonna tell me bullets are fired in this movie?
Hey,
I haven't fucking seen it. I'm being a smartass.
So, but here's the thing. My little ordeal with this person did not end there.
Oh, it goes on.
The plot thickens.
Please tell us more.
Oh, you didn't know this?
No.
So. Like I said, we're Facebook friends, probably not really anymore, and I don't care.
Facebook so friends with
to,
an asterisk.
She takes to her, huh?
Facebook friends with an asterisk.
Yeah, right? So she takes to her personal feed, and of course it shows up in mine because it's a, you know,
oh, no, wait, I think I did see this. I think I did see this.
We'll fire on Sam.
So on her personal page, it says... I am fuming right now because I am so busy. I have not seen Endgame yet.
Wait, that's not the voice.
It's not, but it's easier to understand when I do this one instead of this one. Okay.
Don't break character.
Well, I'm going to make her sound snottier in this one because it's so self-righteous and bullshitty. I am fuming right now because I am so busy. I have not seen Endgame yet. Why is it so friggin' hard for people to keep their traps shut about it? Someone just posted not just one major plot twist in the movie, but two, and now totally ruined the movie for me. A movie I have been dying to see and haven't had time yet and plan to see it this week. I can see if it had been out a year or something, but just weeks later, that is not funny to me, and if you think I am being overly sensitive, I don't care. It's called respect, and respect is in all caps.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Some people just don't. Some people just don't have it. I can't stand inconsiderate people. Hashtag rude. Hashtag unfollowed.
Can you do that last bit again? Because that was great.
You should have been like, hey, Karen, do you need to speak to a manager?
Yes. So here's what. Okay, so two things. Plot twists. They are not plot twists. You see in the previews that the two people who are going to Vormir, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, one of them ain't coming back.
Yeah, and if you didn't know that, then you are not a fan, and you shouldn't be this upset anyway. Yeah,
clearly not paying attention.
And Tony Stark, spoiler alert, his demise, not a plot twist. Like, this is not a twist. This is not something that came out of nowhere to me. Like, I'm like,
everyone knew it was coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
They everyone knew someone was going down. It was not a surprise as to which one it was. Like, whatever.
They expected people expected Tony Stark to die in Infinity War.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, you know what the surprise was that Captain America lived. That was the fucking surprise.
Yeah.
That was the
biggest surprise. That's what I was expecting, yeah.
Everyone thought Captain America was going to die, so...
Yeah.
Well, and by rights, the people who follow the comic book series that kind of led up to these moments, you know, knew that Cap was supposed to die back when Civil War was going
on. Oh, yeah.
But... since they changed that, you know, well, it was kind of up in the air a little bit.
Technically speaking, Cap didn't die until after Infinity Wars. He died in the aftermath of that. So, but yeah, I mean, they expected him to die in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and the death of Captain America, the comic book, actually takes place during the Civil War.
No, it's after.
No, I have it at home. Well, I then will you have fucking a, bring it,
then
and
you
I
have
will
a
show
condensed
you, bro.
Version.
Bring it on, bro.
Bring
on.
It.
Don't doubt him.
Because
Nerd Rage!
Because Civil War, the actual Civil War miniseries ends with Cap being taken into custody.
Yeah.
He's killed after.
He's killed on his way to trial on the steps of the courthouse.
Yeah, but that's not actually part of Civil War.
Oh, my God.
Technicalities.
It is a technicality, but no. In the movie, though, everyone expected Captain America to die.
Well, and
they
kind of set it up to look that way, too. He was getting his ass kicked, and it was like, okay. This is the broken shield that we saw in the first Avengers film. It's like, okay, so is this actually when it comes down? Again, I was...
Just do the rest of the show in that voice.
Okay.
It's like Forrest Gump and the dude from Sing Blade.
So...
Oh, my ear's wet now.
So, yeah.
Ew. I feel the heat on my neck. It's gross.
That hot whiskey breath on the back
of your
neck. And then you get the lips smacking.
You mean Mountain Dew.
What else is funny is that I did respond to this post.
Oh, we have to hear the response.
So the response was, she spelled a word wrong.
Uh-oh, Webster's coming to get you.
Hashtag grammar police, hashtag unfollowed.
So the word she spelled wrong was one of the ones that was insulting me. So if you're going to insult me,
spell
make
it,
sure
right.
It right.
Get your fucking grammar right.
So she misspelled inconsiderate and spelled it I-N-C-O-N-S-I-D-E.
Inconside. Side, yeah.
Inconside.
I fucking hate inconside people.
Fucking inconside people. Such
so
burks.
I just responded. I just responded with a little quick, spelling update, a little star, inconsiderate, and then I just left it at that. I was talking to one of my friends about it, and I sent it to him. I was like, here was my response to her, and he goes, no joke, that is so hot.
Not going to lie, I'm kind of hot right now.
I'm going to bookmark
the
shit out of that.
My sick burn, is a turn on, so it's all good.
Nice.
But that was my kerfuffle that I had with a moron. And what's fun is that we work for the same company.
Womp womp. Now, see, here's the thing. You were 100% right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If she had a problem with it, A, she should have gone to see the movie within the first 2 weeks.
At least.
One of your friends said something about being able to make time. If the movie was that important, you should have made time.
Yeah.
You know, and not... put it off. You can find time to go see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Go out after work directly on your way home.
No one that can't find three and a half hours to go see a movie.
Right.
Bryce is one of the busiest people I know, and he still makes time to go see the movies he wants to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if he can do it, any
I got a
buddy
that I work with that has twins. And he is the only one that's working, and he works like 6-7 days a week. He found time to go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's complete bullshit. She was 100% in the wrong. And then going off like a fucking third grader on you.
Yeah.
Over a fucking
like,
meme.
I'm sorry, are we 12?
Apparently.
No, she acted younger than 12. She was like 6 or 7 with that temper tantrum.
It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
So... someone knocking on my door.
No, I think it's the wind moving your...
Well, I shut the window because they're...
It's not all the way closed, bro.
Mowing the lawn.
Faux pas.
I just, I just can't stop pissing off people on Facebook, apparently.
Apparently. Gosh.
God.
Yeah, that last one got really intense, though.
Yeah, but it was
like,
funny.
It was threatening.
Mm-hmm. It was really funny for the rest of us. But that leads into, you know, spoilers lead into Game of Thrones. Has finally ended after 8 seasons, 10 years.
And if you haven't watched it, fuck yourself, because this is going to be full of spoilers.
Oh, it's going to get dirty.
All of them.
It's been like 2 weeks. You
this
should've.
Is the spoil soil, and we're shoveling deep.
Gendry is the king.
If you fucking haven't seen
all
it.
All hail the Night King.
You. Woo!
Yep.
Still can't believe fucking Sansa married the Night King. Who saw that coming?
How weird is that? Their babies
so
are
fucking
weird.
Hot.
And also, who thought of her as a dom? Jesus.
Well, she doesn't want cold dick.
Have you seen those outfits the last couple episodes? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I probably should have saw that coming.
Anyway. So
we all know the Night King's a sub. Come on.
Yeah.
Naturally. He acts tough, but he likes to take an ice rod up the ass once in a while.
He's not just a sub. He's Sub-Zero.
But, I see what you did there.
And I don't like it.
So,
but can we all agree that the biggest twist, the biggest surprise was Tyrion fucking the dragon?
That was hot.
I know it was hot, but who
saw
that?
No, I mean, it
coming?
Was physically hot. I literally mean... Kind of amazed he didn't run away with a burning dick, but hey, you know.
They call that gonorrhea.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Okay, so if you haven't seen it, what the fuck is wrong with you? If you have seen it, you're probably feeling really let down.
More than likely.
And you're probably one of the now millions of people who've signed the petition to get HBO to
redo it right.
Do over. I'm sorry, that hasn't worked ever.
No.
Ever.
No.
Well,
whatever.
No, that's not entirely true. Now, there have been shows that have been canceled before their prime that those petitions have gone out to actually make feature-like films to kind of wrap the series up, or at least wrap the majority of a story, Farscape being one of them and Firefly being another.
There is one show I know of that got brought back on, got canceled. Brought back on, it was called Jericho.
Oh, yeah.
But to show Family how much guy. The network didn't give a shit, it was a short season, and clearly, like, the writing was just subpar. It was just terrible the second season.
It was my fanfic.
But has a petition ever worked to do over? It didn't work with fucking Last
Jedi.
No,
it's
Jedi.
Not going to redo this.
It's
season,
not. They're
no.
not going to fucking redo.
And
if you want the show ending that you want, that's what fan fiction is for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I would say that most of the season was really fucking good.
I would say the first 4 episodes were strong. The last 2 were really fucking lacking.
I hear Dan sighing. All right, let's hear
weird?
It.
Well,
I just have one point before Dan goes off. Just it
fire
was
on.
The best and the worst season at the same time. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I would agree.
And
so Dan, go ahead.
Well, for me, I would be in agreement with the majority of you. I actually really liked all the episodes leading up to the last one. The last one is the one that pissed me off the most. Because all the stuff leading up to it, I'd kind of seen it coming. You know, it was just a part of the natural storyline of things. But that last episode just threw a giant fucking just... Well, actually, no.
Dildo
the
in
last
your face.
Two.
Yeah.
The last 2 episodes really just kind of took every plot, every character development, every, you know,
and
concept.
Took a great big steaming shit on it.
It did. It basically took all of these wonderful stories that we had built up over the last 7 seasons and just decided to say, well, we didn't want it to end that way, so fuck you.
I'm going to argue that the character developments were exactly where they were supposed to be.
The one thing I will say I'm horribly disappointed in, but only for my own, you know, piddly desires, is I really wanted to see Jon Snow die. Really badly. I have fucking hated
That's
that
just
character
you hate
for
him.
A long time. Just because he's so predictable. Like, you knew he was going to be the major factor. You knew he was going to make it through to the end. You knew he was the pony boy for everyone. I wanted to see him die. In
you
a glorious
did.
Way. No, he didn't. He's north
yes,
of the
he
wall
like,
as king.
It was like in season, what was it, 6?
Yeah,
end of season
I was
6?
Happy. Right up until the end of that episode, I was like, he's not dead. They're going to bring him back. This is bullshit. I knew since the Red Priestess was up there and she had seen it done with somebody else, I was like, fuck, she's going to bring him back. And she did. I was like, God damn it.
But you didn't say, you didn't specify. You said you wanted,
I wanted to see him die.
You had seen him die.
Permanent death.
A permanent death. I wanted the end of Jon Snow because honestly, that, like all the other characters that survived until the last season, for the most part, I really enjoyed their character arcs. I mean, almost every single one of them, I really enjoyed their character arcs. But Jon's was just so weak.
Really? Because I thought Jon's was the strongest.
I like Joe. Yeah, I like Jon's.
I like Jon too.
And I know, I'm in the minority for that vote, but I don't know.
Well,
I feel predictable.
I'm actually curious why you thought it was predictable.
Well, you backed the wrong team to begin with, so what do you care?
True enough.
What, were you a Lannister guy?
No, I was House Targaryen. Swing and a miss
Shame.
On my part.
No, actually.
Shame.
Okay,
Shame.
No. Wait. If you were backing House Targaryen, then why weren't you a supporter of Jon? Because he is, in fact, a Targaryen.
Yeah, I know.
Boom.
It just sounded weak. I don't know. And again, it might have been the fact of how everything went down with his realization of his blood lineage, you know, how it was brought up, how it was dealt with everybody involved, and how much of a whiny little bitch he was about it. That just made me go, yeah, great. Good for you, buddy.
See, I really didn't see him as a whiny little bitch. I saw him as a person.
I didn't either. He was struggling with what he should do. He loved Daenerys.
Well, he loved Daenerys, and he really
did not
want
to be a leader. If he had handed out some dick, she probably wouldn't have done the shit she did, and they would have gone on a little bit better.
Okay,
Jon
so
not handing out the dick is what... Hey, I'm saying. Didn't know before.
That's the problem?
And besides, this is a world where cousins marry anyway. So it's like, what's the problem?
That's not a common thing in the North.
Hey, but
that's
everyone got over Cersei and fucking Jaime getting after it.
No,
like,
they
hey.
Didn't get over it. That was the biggest secret that never really got out.
They stopped talking about it.
A lot of people
Except
knew about it, but it was
jabs at them.
The thing is Jaime and Cersei, their relationship was rumored, but nothing was ever proven, and the people who did prove it got killed.
Usually.
So,
but again, even Dickface Greyjoy knew about it. And he started making jabs at her. Well, am I better than your brother?
But again, it was rumored. See, I had problems with Euron Greyjoy. Just the whole season overall, I really think they were shitting on story arcs from episode one.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it became apparent to me by like episode three that it was like, wow, they're really shitting on a lot of stuff here. But then episode four happened, and you're like, fuck, yeah, who cares? Kill, kill, kill. And then fucking the one I expected it was going to be Jon to kill the Night King. That's the way they set it up.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted everyone to think.
And then,
but I am so tickled that Arya
fucking
wins.
Oh, dude, that was the best.
Win.
And
that
the way
so
she
awesome.
Did it. The way she jumps at him. She gets caught in the chokehold, but she drops it. And the thing is like they hinted at that the previous season when she – was sparring with Brienne.
Yeah.
They hinted at that, and it still
and the
didn't
drop
stick.
Knife.
Yeah, it still didn't stick, and then you see it, and it's like, oh! And it down goes Frasia. Down goes Frasia!
They played her character arc perfectly because she was always an underutilized and under-focused character. When she disappears, you don't even think anything of it.
And that's,
well,
I
they
mean,
set
that's
it up
purpose.
Like she goes out and she dies, and they'll find her body later. But no, she fucking went out because
I knew that they weren't going to do any off camera deaths of the main characters. If somebody was going to die, they were going to die in full.
Yeah,
view.
Because they wanted to stick it to the viewer. They really wanted to get that
emotional
reaction. Yeah.
It's like Theon, for instance.
But they also it was also. Melisandre, the Red Priestess, reminding her that no, you're the one going
you got
to
work
kill
to do.
It. Yeah. So and she's like, and it clicked for her, and it's like, oh, I'm the one who's got to do it.
Okay.
So, no episode. Honestly, episode four was fucking fantastic, but then episode five happened.
Yeah,
was
it was three.
Was it three?
Yeah, that was three.
Yeah, three. Four was them marching down to King's Landing, and that's when we lost Missandei.
Yeah, four was the recovery episode, and then five was all the death all and fire war. Dragon.
Really? Because yeah. I thought Missandei died at the end of 5.
No, it was 4, and 5 yeah, was the Battle of King's Landing, and then 6 was,
that's
the right. aftermath. Yeah. See, I blend them all together because they were just so bad.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like all of those important bits that happened in those episodes, I'm okay with all the way up until episode 5 and 6. And again, James and I had talked about this before. You know, Daenerys is up on the fucking wall. She won. Game over. The bells ring. I fully expected her to make a beeline for the keep and burn it to the ground.
And that's what they should have done.
That. I would have been happy with that because she gets a rage out. She gets to burn down the fucking castle that has taken everything from her, like she did, but more focused and not just cook people. Because again, that
it was so out of character for Daenerys, who
exactly
had risked everything to save innocent lives,
uh-huh. all the way leading up to this
her
fight.
Whole life.
Again, Jon dropped the ball. He should have given her the D.
No, see,
she'd have been in a better mood.
No, I think the writers dropped the ball. And the fact that they kind of forgot who this fucking character was.
It all comes down to bad writing.
Yes.
It really is.
It really does.
It's laziness. It's bad writing. It is a complete...
Rush.
And what pisses me off...
I suddenly don't give a shit about this character. I just want this episode to end.
Right. And what pisses me off more so is Martin has come out and said that the ending in the book is going to differ from the show.
Yeah.
That pisses me off so bad. Well, what pisses me off,
and it pisses me off worse, because the writers know the ending of the book.
Yeah, and they were working with Martin. Why? Martin decided, well, let's just fuck him so I can sell some books. It just pissed me off.
I don't think he did. I think he was kind of in the minority with those writer meetings, because he's come out and said, like, he was not happy at all.
Well, they completely dropped Catelyn's character. Which, granted, her involvement in the story is limited after she gets her throat cut, but still.
Well, Martin had become less and less involved and invested. He gave them plot points, but here's the thing, and I had done some digging on this, is that Winds of Winter, he's going back and doing some edits to. A Dream of Spring has not even started. So he technically himself does not know.
Yeah, he doesn't know the story either.
He doesn't.
He gave
them
the big points, but that's it.
And
that's
he knew he was
so they had nothing to go off of.
So
yeah, but he knows he's got an
outline.
Martin
doesn't know who's going to end up on the throne. He has no idea because
he
hasn't even started.
He knows who's going to end up. He told him who was going to end up on the throne.
Yeah, he knows. He knows exactly.
He hasn't even started
getting there.
But here's the thing. Okay, so I watched a bunch of interviews with him. Just because he says that this is who I want there, that doesn't mean that's where the story's going to take him. He hasn't even begun writing A Dream of Spring.
That is on his own blog
that he writes himself.
Yeah, actually, he's actually lying on his blog.
Dig.
It's been confirmed he's got a draft done. It's not the final draft. It's probably like the very, very first draft, and it's probably like, you know, like 100 pages. Yeah.
So who confirms this?
Several people that he's talked to in private, they've come out and said that, one guy has actually read the first draft.
I'm kind of surprised the publisher hasn't come forward about that.
Those people, I think, are lying.
I'm going to agree with Sam on that one.
Not going to lie, there's really no grounds for us to trust anything at this point.
Yeah.
Because... Martin doesn't, you know, he's an honest guy. He wants to
no,
just
he's
create.
Not.
Yes, he is. He just wants to create his stuff, and he just wants to be left alone to do it. So let's leave him alone to do it. He hasn't started it. I'm taking it from the horse's mouth. I think the people who say that there's a draft are lying, because I believe that there was one for a long time until he came out and said, no, it's not even begun.
Yeah, and I'm taking it from the horse's mouth because I've seen a few interviews with him recently, and he's admitted to misdirection. Because he doesn't want anyone to guess where things are. He's really adamant about people not being able to follow him. And he's actually at a thing, like a Q&A kind of thing. And they asked him if he's ever taken like ideas or like followed message boards to get ideas or stuff like that. He's like, no. I don't like people trying to figure out where the story's going. So I will put out things to throw people off.
See, but that in and of itself is what bugs me. It's like, I understand some good misdirection. I understand, you know, especially with this story, particularly, that, you know, nobody was supposed to be safe. Totally understand that. I can appreciate that, and I think that's what I enjoyed the most about this series, was nobody was safe. Nobody was a hero. Until about season 3 or 4, then Jon Snow becomes the hero that's always going to be there. And it's like, okay, never mind. Fuck that noise. He's gonna make it.
Well, the thing is because the entire saga is about Jon Snow.
Well, it's a Song of Ice and Fire, yes. So it was supposed to
Jon be... Jon is ice and fire.
Yeah.
He's and Targaryen that... and Stark.
And again, it's one of those things where I felt it was just... He had a wonderful flair for building up these really interesting, entertaining characters, and he kind of threw a Superman into the mix and said, well, try not to pay attention to the man behind this curtain, because all this other cool stuff's going on. It's
the
like,
thing is, though,
it,
is you're supposed to. Jon Snow is the prince that was promised.
I hate him.
And that's another thing that the writers fucked up with, because that whole prince that was promised storyline,
yeah,
they just threw that. And they were leading all the way up to that to, like, season yeah. 6, and then they just drop it. After the Battle of the Bastards, it's like, okay, forget it.
Never mind.
No, even...
No, it was after that, too.
Even season 7, because they...
Yeah.
Melisandre is the one who says, you got to talk to Jon Snow, and they have that whole back and forth about the prince that was promised, and Missandei is like, well, the translation's wrong, and Melisandre could have been like, no, fuck you, I know the translation.
But even still,
this
it's
is
like...
my goddamn religion, you whore. It's the prince that was promised, and that's fucking Jon Snow. You want to win your war, you get him on your side. Fuck you, I'm out.
Mic drop. But I don't know.
I will say I really liked her end.
Yes.
And she just walks out, cool. takes the thing, and just turns to dust.
However, it was funny. I saw a meme about that not that long ago where she was bathing in like a fucking bathtub or something like that and didn't have it on. And goes, well, I guess the prop guys totally forgot about, you know, the magic of her necklace because, you mm-hmm. know, she's fine.
No, it's okay. They made it up with the magic of Starbucks.
Yeah, they should.
And then, like, 3 episodes later, the magic of water
bottles.
Yay! Which is too fucking funny. Again,
it
all feels rushed.
It shows the complete fucking laziness of that whole entire last season. They did all this work for the fucking Long Night episode, that big battle, and then just fuck everything else.
Which really sucks in and of itself because, again, we'd been waiting so long for this end. You know, the finishing of this epic story that we've all been following up until this point and looking forward to seeing how things were going to wrap out. Now, going into the last season, before it even started, I knew Daenerys wasn't going to keep the throne. I just knew. I did not think Jon was going to get it either, though. I thought for sure that both those two were going to come to a point where it just wasn't going to work out for either one of them. However, one of my predictions that I was kind of hoping was going to come true, only just because it would have been kind of poetic, was I fully expected to see Jaime Lannister bring the end to Daenerys. And only because he kind of killed her father.
Can we just quickly go around and everyone kind of give like what they would have liked to have seen?
Sure.
For the end. And since Danny's already...
I'm fired up!
Let's start with you. What would you have liked to see for all the remaining characters?
Well, for all of them?
Ugh, that's a bit of
an order. Just kind of a quick...
Honestly, the only characters that I was disappointed with as far as how they ended up was Daenerys, Jon, and Varys. Those three characters were the three that I would have rather seen play out their character a little bit stronger. Varys, towards the end, felt like his story had, like, all the power and sway that he once had completely vanished from him. Any cleverness or ability to sway and talk, what got him in the position that he was in the first place, he just up and fucking forgot and left it on the table and just decided the only person he was going to talk to was Tyrion, which, don't get me wrong, I understood the mutual respect that they had for one another, but I also know that he knew the game better than anybody. So I was disappointed with him because I think, although I know Daenerys was very throne-bound and that became her focal point, I knew that if anybody was going to bring sense to her, it would have been Varys and Tyrion working in tandem to get her to help that out. Tyrion, I understood where he was going with trying to salvage his family. Although he hated Cersei, I know that he loved Jaime, and since Jaime loved Cersei, he wanted them both to make it through.
I think he deeply, really deep down, I think he loved Cersei.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, I agree.
And it was one of those things where
I understood his point of view.
And
save her.
He really did. And I totally understood where his viewpoint was coming in those last few episodes, trying to salvage them. So Tyrion, I was actually okay with how he wrapped out. Again, Daenerys, they took her character and completely 180'd her ass. And that pissed me off. Jon, again, he was moving in the exact same direction he'd been moving the whole fucking time, and it bugged me. I would have rather had seen him go out a hero than live to be the villain. I would have rather seen Daenerys go out as the queen that everyone wanted, but never got. And Varys, I wanted to see him still trying to protect the realm at the end, as opposed to just being caught trying to spread the truth around of Jon's lineage and getting cooked alive for it. Bronn being named king, I was actually really happy with, because I think that's the smartest thing.
Bran,
sorry.
Wait a minute, what episode did I watch?
I think Bran being named king was the smartest thing that Tyrion had probably ever done.
Wow, you are really in the minority.
I really am, because just like they'd been talking about leading up to that point, Bran is the history of men. So he sees the past, he sees the present, and he sees somewhat of the future. So that leaves him the most objective voice as far as who does what for what. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to have control over everything, because obviously he still has his advisors, Tyrion being amongst them, which, again, highly intelligent. Bronn being there, okay. But it's still, I was okay with that decision, because I don't think anybody else could have taken that throne and been a satisfactory leader.
No, I completely disagree.
My only other... This is a distaste that I have, but I am okay with it, is Arya. Because Arya was such an amazing character to watch develop. The fact that she's just sailing off into Never Never Land leaves me with a kind of a bad taste in my mouth. But that's just because I wanted to see her, you know, kind of reinforce the Stark name, to reinforce the strength of the North by being just the badass person she is. So her just kind of saying, well, I'm just going to go see what's at the other edge of the map, just kind of was like...
I think that was the only thing I was okay with.
Yeah.
Technically, she is reinforcing the Stark name and taking it elsewhere, because you see that gigantic direwolf mask.
Yeah, she's taking, like, the Stark bow.
Yeah. True. No, it's very true. She'll always be Arya Stark wherever she goes, but I don't know. I wanted to see the Stark sisters really try to, you know,
Samantha,
be the power
how
in the
would
North.
You have liked to see the show wrap up?
I would have liked any heavy foreshadowing to have been paid off at all.
Agreed.
So, like, there's that. Let's start with that. And I would like to say, like, acting was on point. Emilia Clarke was amazing. Her facial expressions are always great. Acting was great. You know, the tech was great. I mean, sure, there was a Starbucks cup and a water bottle, but shit happens. Everything looked fantastic. Everyone was... Like, everything about the season was great. The writing killed it.
Yep.
Like, that was the worst. That's the worst thing about it, and that is on no one else. So, like, everyone who put their blood, sweat, and tears into this season should be so proud. But
the writers
should hide.
They should be crucified and burned
Star
by
Wars
a dragon.
Not before they get stoned.
No. The first two Star Wars movies are going to be great, but the last one you can skip.
And let's be fair, the first three.
What I guess I would have liked to have happened, first, I don't know where to start. There's so much.
Pull a pony.
I wanted Jaime to actually kill Cersei.
That's exactly what I thought he was going back to do.
I'm perfectly fine with him leaving Brienne behind to go kill her, but to leave Brienne behind and to completely erase his entire story arc is really ridiculous. Like, and a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, humans, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not a huge proponent for, you know, I don't think a lot of people truly change. Like, it takes a lot of effort to actually change. And Jaime is one of those rare characters that has actually put in the effort to change.
And was moving in a great direction.
Yeah, he was. And I'm fine with him dying in the end. I think that's where he should have died. That's fine. But he should have killed Cersei before he was killed. So there's that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with how Tyrion ended up. I'm not... I'm so back and forth with Bran being the king. I guess I could see it if they did a single thing with his character ever.
Yeah, they stopped messing with him back in season
they
six.
Didn't. And there was an
once he became the three-eyed raven, he just... What happened?
His humanity died.
Yeah. What happened with you with Jon Snow happened to me with Bran.
That's fair.
Once he became the three-eyed raven, I lost all interest in him.
Well, it's because he kind of lost all interest in everything else, and it showed. It was just like he stopped being human and started becoming the three-eyed raven, which is great for, you know, history class. But as a humanoid character, he's kind of shit. So I'll give you that.
Yeah. So, but also the thing that's really irritating is that you see interviews with that actor, and I feel so bad for him because the writers couldn't even tell him, couldn't even tell him. They didn't even bother to come up with the limitations of his powers. What are the rules of his powers? What does he actually do? The actor doesn't even know what Bran actually did because he did nothing. And there was an entire season where he didn't even show up. So why is he king? Because he has the most interesting story? False. He has
that's true.
Next to zero story. Nothing happens to him. No, and the emotionlessness, the callousness of what he has become is that's not going to make a good ruler. It barely made a story.
Yeah, a ruler without humanity is not a ruler,
but
it
does make
figurehead.
It does make an objective voice, though. It's somebody who's not governed by their emotions.
That's why the king has a hand.
True.
And advisors, so he can get enough opinions and information to
make a better advisor than he would a king.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. I agree with that. Yes, thank you.
Especially with the fact that he can see past, present, and future.
But the thing about it is, though, is he's going to be able to take the advisement of his advisors, like Tyrion being the hand, and be able to make the objective vote.
No, because he can see all facets, he doesn't need advisors.
True. But at the same time,
and
it's like, well...
And that makes him an ineffective king, because then he's just a fucking dictator.
When it comes to the show, when it comes to the show...
Not in this world.
When it comes to the show, it comes down to storytelling. It was poor storytelling to have him as the king, because there was zero character development, and that they just did it to piss people off. And that's poor writing and poor storytelling.
No, they did it to try and subvert expectations because everyone had...
Which is the same thing as just pissing people off.
Which, but they were trying to be edgy and stuff, and they just failed.
Yeah.
Subversion is fine. Subversion is great. It can, when it's well done. This was not well done subversion. This was just plain straight out, well, let's just do this. And they've had zero character arc for this guy, and I feel bad for
him. You know
what
they did? They probably put all the names of the surviving characters into a hat and just kind of
picked one. Yeah, right? We could have had Yarg.
Shit, we picked Bran. Okay, how do we get him?
Bran, wheelie legs, no worky, is king.
Yeah, right. I had two people, because my friends and I did a death pool for this season of Game of Thrones, and... one of the bonus questions was who's going to be on the Iron Throne. And I had two people that I would have liked to see. One of them was Sansa.
Fair.
I thought she made the most sense.
I thought
Daenerys was never going to see the Iron Throne. So I was like, okay, she saw it. She never sat in it. So my theory there was pretty much right. I figured Jon Snow would be the one to kill her. Cool. That's fine. I didn't think he was going to end up on the throne anyway. He really didn't want it. So that cool there. I thought it was going to be Sansa. Or, and this was my left field pick, I really kind of was hoping that it would be Gendry. Because I thought it would be very Martin-esque to come full circle to start and end the show with a Baratheon.
Yeah, yeah. That would have been okay.
That would have been really interesting.
Shira agrees with me.
Apparently.
It doesn't sound like she likes.
She's like, no.
Sounds more like she disagrees.
That doesn't make any sense.
Bryce, what would you have liked to see happen?
Okay, so I think the whole thing with Jon and Daenerys ended perfectly. I think that's how it had to go. Yeah. She had increasingly become alone, so she knew she wasn't going to be able to rule by having the people love her. She needed them to fear her. I ultimately think John would have been the best king, and I'm sure this is going to piss Dan off.
No, I agree with you, though. I think he would have been really good. No,
he would have been the best because, one, he did not want it. Yeah. So he would have...
is the reason they gave it to Bran.
But he knows nothing.
Yeah.
But he's the one... And it was so fucking shitty, too. He's like, you don't want it, so we're going to give it to you. Oh, well, that's why I'm here. Wait a minute!
No,
that means you fucking wanted it, you asshole.
He Dr. Stranged your ass.
That throwaway line of dialogue was such bullshit. And I was like, what? Since when did you want to be here? Fuck you!
Yeah. But I think he would have been the best king because he didn't want it, and he would have listened to those around him. So he would have had Tyrion around him. He would have had Bran around him.
Yeah, so he's wise enough to listen.
And Sam. Yeah, he would have listened to them, and he has that human side that can connect to the people. So I think he would have been the best ruler. I think he would have started implementing giving the power back to the people like Sam suggested.
Yep. Yeah, I think so too.
I think he would have started breaking down that royalty dictatorship.
Rule.
Yeah, the royalty. He would have started
he
breaking
would have
the
done
powers
what
back
Daenerys down. Set out to do, which was to break the wheel.
Yep. Sure. Yeah, I know Dan's not going to like my endings.
No, he's not going to like mine either.
That's okay.
Arya, I think, was perfect. Her ending was perfect. She wants nothing to do with the royalty side of it. She wants to explore. She wants to find herself and be herself.
You know, she's the only character from the beginning of the series to the end has remained true to the original character.
Mm-hmm.
She's just gotten a hell of a lot more proficient in her ways.
Oh, yeah.
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 I mean, her journey, I think, ultimately was the only one that was solid from beginning to end, in my opinion.
So Jaime, I think one thing that they left out, and I think a lot of this had to do with figuring out timing of the season, because they didn't want to cut the battles up into different episodes. So when we got to the last episode, they're rushing to close everything up because they can't spread it out between two episodes, which I think they could have done and made this
a
much more efficient ending. But I wish that we would have seen him go back to Cersei and see him struggle to not kill her. So I think if we would have seen that knife in his other hand behind her back when he was hugging her, something just showing that he did come there to kill her because he knew that it wasn't going to end well. He knew she wasn't going to give up because you see this slight change in him where he actually starts to care about how their decisions affect the normal people.
Right.
So I wish they would have closed his character out like that. He was going to die anyway, so I'm not sad about that. I mean, the Lannisters kind of need to go. They're done.
Tyrion for win.
Tyrion's fine. Tyrion can stay.
Yeah.
He's really Targaryen anyway.
In secret. I actually kind of had that theory that he was.
Yep.
So let's see.
I think we'll see that come out in the books.
Sansa, I like the fact that she's taking the North back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good way to show, hopefully, that they're going to start splitting power out from under one person, which I think is the most effective way for them to rule. There's a fan theory that I read about Valerys that I don't know if it's true, because it doesn't work that way, but it would be kind of cool if it was. But there's a theory, because there's the scene where he's talking with the girl from the kitchen, and it sounds like they're poisoning Daenerys.
That's exactly what was happening.
So there was a theory that, because it's not mentioned in the show, but there is in the book, there's a poison that drives people insane. But the problem is it drives them into like a murderous rage by their hand. So they'll just like start killing people with their hands.
Well,
the
theory would justify that,
the theory is that,
well,
he had poisoned her with that to drive her crazy, to make John act.
See, if they had done that, if they had explained that in the show, then her,
then I could
her
see it.
Sudden change would have made sense.
Yeah, and I'd have bought it.
But I'm still not surprised by her change, though.
Mm.
They
see,
talked about it at the end of one of the episodes. She's become increasingly alone. She started out with just her and her brother, but her brother was using her as a means. She finally starts trusting people and allowing people into her inner circle. She loses Jorah.
She loses Missandei. She loses John.
She had been losing people throughout her life. She's no stranger to loss. She knows
brother,
that
Drogo, the fucking witch that was
supposed
to be liberated.
Yeah, she fucking loved Drogo.
Yeah. I mean, she has lost so many different people throughout.
She's lost more than anyone in the show, so she should be no stranger to loss.
Exactly.
And she still always managed to make people love her, but suddenly,
she just
in this
flips
new
her
land,
shit and that's it.
Yeah, flip is so sudden.
Now, I will hand this out, though. Although she had always been, you know, no stranger to loss of people, I don't think she ever expected to lose dragons. And by the time she flipped her shit, she had lost 2 out of her 3. And that's a heavy loss, because those are her children.
I've got a theory about that, too. So when we get to me, I'll explain what should have happened.
You tell Martin how to write that book, James.
No, I'm going to tell the writers how to write their goddamn show.
Yeah, right.
Too late, buddy.
I do agree with Bryce, though, in that I'm fine with where she ended up. What it comes down to, again, is back to writing and this rushed pacing of the show that makes it so sudden.
I wish they would have stretched
that out a little bit, but I know. I think mainly it came down to a time constraint with the season. They could have tried to stretch it into a 7th episode, and I wish they would have.
It is honestly the same problem I had with Last Jedi. I can accept what they did with Daenerys, but I needed more explanation as to why they did it.
Yeah, because it was a very sudden thing, but it was a lot of stuff over the
and
the
honestly,
very
Bryce,
short
I think you're right. If Varys had said to someone, "Hey, the poison is working,"
that would have been enough.
Yeah.
That would have been
it would have been like, oh, okay, just a quick
that would have been an
a quick
thing.
Yep. Conversation to explain the poison and what it does.
Yep.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on board.
Before we get into the final railing, though, one small bit of genuine satisfaction, the Hound of the Mountain.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was
very good.
Yeah. I had no problem with that.
Yeah,
sorry,
that
I had
was
to throw my happy boner out there.
So, Bryce, are you wrapped up?
Yeah, I guess I'll leave it there.
Okay.
I was going to say more about Daenerys, but I'll just leave it.
There's not much more you can say about her.
She's
so
hot.
I had major problems with the end of just about everyone. Tyrion, I liked that he ended up the Hand. I always knew he was going to end up the Hand again, but I thought he was going to be Hand to a queen. And here's how I figured this would go. What I would have liked to seen happen is Daenerys gets in to the Iron Throne and looks at it, and after everything, she looks at it and just realizes that the fight was not worth it.
Yeah.
And she didn't want it. When she finally got it, she didn't want it. And knowing that Jon had a stronger claim,
well,
she should have taken her army and gone back to Essos.
Yeah. That would have been smarter.
She would have been the queen she wanted. She already was loved there. She knew the rules there, and she could have formed that land into her own image and made a great fucking country.
Yeah, an empire on both sides of the water would have made more sense. And again, that would be something that Varys probably would have told her.
He would have fucking supported that.
Yep.
She was stronger there. Jon was the best. Here's what I would have liked to happen, though. So she goes off to Essos. Pregnant. by John's baby.
That was something else they completely
fucked
out.
Because when she was originally cursed with the witch back when Khal Drogo died, it was a life for life. So she got the dragons for Khal Drogo's life.
Right.
And essentially her own, because she gave her life and she got... But when the first dragon died and then she made love to John, life for a life. She should have been pregnant.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I thought she was barren after that, but I could.
What it was supposed to be, but they even hinted at it with John. They had the conversation.
Maybe she's not the most trustworthy person to listen to.
Exactly. Yeah. Then they get with the naked time and.
Yeah, da boom, da boom, you know, the bookmarking.
He checks her drip pan.
Checked it good.
Bookmarked it, and then bam, she's got a real baby.
Yeah. You again, know? That was something else I was hoping for, but they fired it.
And again, dropping the ball, because I think that would have saved her.
Yep.
And then she looks at the Iron Throne, says, fuck it. I don't like it here. I don't want it. And they could have done two things at that point. John, who didn't want the throne, could have went with her to Essos to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could have gone north. Where his heart was. His heart has been in the north.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean the real north, beyond the wall. Because that's where he first found love. That's where he first felt free, real freedom. And what he should have done, because he didn't want the throne, he never wanted to lead, ever. He turns to Sansa and goes, it's yours.
Yeah.
I abdicate to you. Sansa would have made a great queen. She was really learning what it takes to rule. She learned everything... right and wrong from Cersei.
Yes, however, she's still very set in her ways about things.
But that's why she has Bran and Tyrion advising her.
True. And honestly, Bran, I think she trusted Tyrion probably more than any other person she had met.
And she trusted Bran, so especially because he can see every outcome. All she's got to do is, hey, this is happening. If I do this, what will happen? And Bran can go, well, this might happen.
No, he's going to be that cryptic fuck who's like, well, what do you think is going to happen?
No, because I think the thing is he gave
and
answers.
And that's how psychology was born.
Right.
He
Freud,
gave
eat your heart out.
He did give answers.
Oh, yeah.
He gave them in kind of cryptic ways.
Yeah.
But that's where Tyrion comes in, because he's really good at solving fucking puzzles.
Well, and he knows the political aspects of things, too.
Exactly. So I don't think Varys should have died. I think he should have been the one to put in Daenerys' ear that this is not your land. They don't love you here.
Yeah.
But you are
a
conqueror.
I think
a
part of it, she was so committed.
Well, that's the thing. She was.
And that's why I think she had to. And I think, Dan, you and I were right. I think she needed to be on that building. She's won the war. But fucking.
Beeline for the fucking tower and. Burn it to the ground.
Burn it down. And in doing so, she burns down the fucking Iron Throne. Now, Jaime and Cersei, I think you, Samantha and Bryce, I think you guys are dead on. I think he should have come back with the intention to kill her. Mm-hmm. But I think in doing so, it should have broken his heart so bad that he took his own life.
Mm.
I also think that Cersei should have had the Mountain kill Euron Greyjoy. Given her...
distaste for him?
Distaste, but also her manipulation. And I was fully expecting him to get killed before she ever let him in her bed. And the moment she let him in was the moment I checked out of her.
Mm.
Because, again, it's that flip. And it was undeserved. It wasn't explained well. I didn't like it. It was out of character, and it fell flat for me.
Gotcha.
If she had led him on more...
it'd have been worth something at that point, but at the same time, it's like, I think even Cersei, you know, her character leading up to that point, I think even she was starting to understand that things were coming to an end, but being who she is, she fought against it tooth and nail. She wasn't going to concede defeat. She was going to make them take her, but she knew it was coming. And that's why she constantly was just going against the grain of good advisement. Every
she had
turn.
Nothing. She was a woman with nothing left to lose at all.
Yeah.
Now, supposedly she was pregnant, but I didn't buy that.
Mm.
Because
see,
if
they
she
should
was
have confirmed
really
confirmed that she was lying.
Exactly.
Danny was the one who was pregnant.
They neither needed either to have confirmed that she was pregnant, in which case she should have ran the moment she knew her city was lost. if she legitimately was trying to protect her family,
but
she would have ran. Any fucking mother would tell you that she was way out of
but
character.
But you also have to remember, Cersei is batshit crazy about the idea of being in power. She does not want a life of fucking peasantry for herself or her children. She will do everything in her power to be in that place.
But she's also smart enough to know when the odds are against her, and she's also smart enough to play the long game, which they showed throughout the series that she's really good at manipulation and playing the long game.
Well, that's why she fucked them out of the army and built all the scorpions while they were away.
But again, it didn't work. As soon as she found out the scorpions would burn and the city was falling, bolt!
Yeah,
she needed an escape plan. She needed to bolt, and she needed to regroup and prepare for the next attack.
I think she was just taken aback by the idea of failure at that point. She didn't think she was going to lose.
She had already seen failure before.
Yeah.
But they were always really good at her finding triumph out of failure. And this fell flat to me because here's a woman who has shown time and time again how fucking brilliant she is and how like three steps ahead of strategy, even when she gets a curveball thrown at her, that she can find an out and turn it into something good. And that was not the case. I can't buy that she just was too shocked by imminent defeat. And if she was pregnant, as a mother who preached over and over and over again that she wanted to protect her family, she didn't show that by staying there. Okay, and this awkward silence brought to you by... So I just feel like I'm with you, Samantha. I think the writing was really shoddy for this last season. I think that the writers just really either forgot who the characters were or just didn't give a shit. And I think that the fans didn't get the ending that they deserved. Everything okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a bit concerning when I get phone calls from time to time.
So
I've had some bad ones over here, you know?
Yeah. This has not been a good place for you in phone calls.
No, it hasn't.
So, Game of Thrones overall season, as much as I love the entire show,
yeah,
I could do without season 8. It was a really good, like Samantha said, it was a really good season and a really bad season.
Yeah, again, those last two episodes is what sours everything.
They could have fixed it with a few – if they'd just gone a little bit longer in each episode and just given us a little bit more explanation.
See, and that was another thing, too, I was pissed off about. I was under the impression leading up to this season we were going to get like hour and a half long episodes when in reality all we got was an hour long episode with 30 minutes of fucking stupid behind the scenes shit. It's like, no. Swing and a miss, guys.
No,
I wanted a fucking story.
There was like three episodes
that might have breached the hour 15.
They were like 80 minutes or something like that.
Maybe, yeah. But yeah, it was all right within an hour, and
that's
like
editing.
Yeah, fuck them.
So, I really think that they dropped the ball. However, you guys trying to sign the petition, fucking forget it. They're not.
Yeah, that's
just give up, guys. Just let it go, man.
So if you don't like it. Write a fan fiction and write the ending that you want.
And then buy the book when it finally comes out after Martin dies and somebody else writes it for him.
Mail your fan fiction to us so we can read it on the air in character.
Yes!
Yes!
You know, that's not a bad idea. We should pull some really bad fan fiction and just read it in character.
Oh, man.
Have you heard of, there's a podcast called My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Nice.
Nice!
It's this guy whose dad wrote a series of erotic novels, and he reads it chapter by chapter to his two best friends, and they discuss.
All right.
It's fantastic.
That sounds wonderful.
Highly recommend. It's really funny.
Okay, so we're over time, but I want to hit on this because it was so funny. A couple of weeks ago, I came across a commercial that apparently Bryce had known about for a while. The first thing you have to remember, it's for water. It's a commercial for water. And I believe it's somewhere in Europe. I want to say it's Norway, but I can't remember for sure.
Yeah, it's somewhere like that.
But it's a water, and you can buy the water on Amazon. It's called Liquid Death. And it has the best fucking commercial ever.
Look it up.
It is.
You will enjoy.
It is this big fucking barbarian with a can of liquid death for a head, and his nipples are eyeballs. And anyone who drinks the liquid death, he comes and murders.
In some
and the tagline is
way.
Liquid death, murder your thirst. And it is the greatest thing. And as soon as I saw the artwork and saw the commercial, I went, we need that guy to do the animation for Menstrata. Mm-hmm. Because it needs to happen. It is fantastic. Find it on YouTube or wherever. Liquid death. Go ahead, Dan. You were going to.
Well, this kind of alludes back to what we were talking about prior to the show. Mr. Pickles is the show where the animation is very similar to that commercial. So if you haven't seen Mr. Pickles or that commercial, look at them both and you'll see what I'm talking about. The animation style, and I want to say that it's probably the same guy. So, you know, we just message Adult Swim, be like, hey, fucker.
Just put it this way. Story for you, this fucker. Commercial would not fly on American television.
No, and Mr. Pickles shouldn't, but it does.
But Norway is a completely different animal, so.
They has more fun in the cold.
Yeah. So, that's it. We had a really long show and a really long discussion about spoilers in Game of Thrones.
Fuck Jon Snow.
Insert crickets here.
I was just going to let the awkward silence hang for as long as possible.
Here's the name of the show. Insert crickets here.
Insert crickets here.
Hey, Bryce for the win. I think that's the first time he's been on the board.
No shit.
Since we started keeping track.
He's striking hard, man.
Well, usually it's Samantha who comes up with the titles.
Yeah.
Followed closely by Dan.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got me a plenty of wins up in there.
You do, yeah.
You got like three.
See, I get them in, I get them in early, and then Giggity. Someone always comes up with a better one later, and I'm like, fuck, come on. it's maintaining the win through the rest of the episode. That's the hard part.
The beauty is you always come up with something as good or better. I mean, 9 times out of 10, when I have to pick a title, it's yours, because yours are the ones I remember.
Favoritism.
I
don't bookmark your picture.
I wouldn't either. It's all about Sam.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So next week we will probably have more inane hilarity. Inaneness.
Whatever.
Less Dan.
Aw. That's okay.
By the way, here's your pink slip.
Damn it.
I was going to say, this is your notice.
Well,
see, if you'd been on board with Jon Snow, you could have continued.
I know.
I could have,
that was the line, and you crossed it.
If every one of us were in the same line of sucking his dick, I'm happy to be the one guy standing off to the side looking at you, just shaking my head going, no, that's not my flavor of dick.
You have a flavor?
Yeah. Okay. Doesn't everybody? Sam, back me up on this.
I would suck Jon Snow's dick. I don't know what you're complaining about.
See, she's in the same line as you and Brett. I'm just saying, not my
That's
flavor.
Why you're never going to get her.
I know.
Have you guys seen? I haven't watched the. I haven't watched the documentary on making the last season yet.
Oh, I haven't yet either.
Did you guys see the video of him reading that he kills Daenerys?
Yes, I did.
You could see his heart breaking.
He was emotionally distraught.
Oh my god!
My goodness!
Have either of you guys seen the video, the outtakes of John and Danny kissing, and then they get off and they're pretend gagging because they know they're like aunt and nephew.
Nice.
They're, like, they're like
yeah.
That's funny.
Awesome.
Oh, it's so great. Okay, well, next week we're gonna spoil something.
I intend
Yay.
To.
My dinner.
Oh, hey, isn't this week Dark Phoenix? The new X-Men
yes.
movie?
Yeah.
So we'll probably spoil that next week.
I'm okay with that.
I probably won't get to see it this week.
Yeah, I probably won't get to see it either.
I'll
but
see it, like the next
I'll just
week.
Spoil it based on the trailer.
Yeah, and to be honest, I mean, those in this circle of people who don't really know what happens
to her. Well, I can spoil it
right
now because I know for a fact in Dark Phoenix, Sansa takes the Iron Throne.
Well, naturally.
And
I mean, when she gets telekinesis,
Professor X becomes Hand of the Queen.
Wait a minute, Professor X.
No,
wait,
he's
is
get
his
the
chair
throne,
the
God
Iron
Throne,
or is it the Aluminum Throne?
It's the Adamantium Throne.
But you're not.
It's the tinfoil throne.
The tinfoil throne. okay, so that's
not magnetic. Magneto can't touch it.
Yay! Okay, that's it for us. We will talk to you next week. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.